Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. The Almighty God will lift you up. The grace of God will abide upon your life. You will not fail in life. You will not fall. The height that no one has ever reached in your family, the Almighty God will take you to that height. The fire of deliverance shall go down to your root and dismantle every devourer programmed into your root to destroy you. The glory of God upon your life shall see the light of the day. The voice of the enemy shall not silence your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, every arrow of shame and disgrace programmed into your life, that arrow shall go back to the sender. Every arrow of infirmity programmed into your life from childhood, the arrow shall go back to the sender. The plans of the wicked concerning your life shall not see the light of the day. You will not enter into a vehicle that will destroy you. You will not be destroyed on the road. You will not be destroyed in the sea. You will not be destroyed on the sea. You will not be destroyed in the air. In the name of Jesus Christ, every flying wickedness against your life shall crash land. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the arrow fired against your destiny, that arrow shall go back to the sender. The voice of the enemy shall be silenced in your life. The wickedness of the wicked shall come to an end in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. If you are joining us for the first time, I want to just congratulate you. I want to welcome you into this high voltage prophetic decree program that comes up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. We thank God for the mighty move of God's power in this program. We thank God for the release of His finger through this program. We thank God for as many people that God has delivered with the hand of His power. We thank God because of the movement of God's power through this program. We speak from here, and the voice of heaven carry that voice and move with it with power into the life of people, even far abroad. We appreciate God for how God has spread this word all over to touch people and to revive their lives. Wherever you are, wherever you hear that you are hearing me now, whatever may be the bondage in your life, that bondage shall be broken. The chains shall scatter. The voice of also wickedness shall be silenced forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. If you are joining us for the first time, I want you to get some materials ready. I'm going to pray on them, and they shall become instrument of power, an instrument of deliverance. They will be transformed in your hand and become an instrument of power. Don't forget, the rod in the hand of Moses became the rod of God. Don't forget, the mantle in the hand of Elijah became the mantle of healing and deliverance. Don't forget, the apron of Paul became the instrument of power and instrument of healing. Don't forget, the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ performed wonders and dried the 12 years of issue of blood. Therefore, the water, the oil, and the mantle I'm going to pray upon, they shall carry power, they shall carry fire, and they shall become an instrument of power in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want to speak on something, and I want you to listen to me very well. Let me take you through a journey, a deeper journey in the spiritual warfare. Let me open your eyes to see some things that we need to know. The first thing you need to know, that we are all spiritual beings. And therefore, our well-being can be affected spiritually. Our well-being can be monitored spiritually. Our well-being can be caged spiritually. At the same time, our well-being also can also be led to move spiritually. You need to know that you are a spiritual being. And that is why many things that happen in the realm of the spirit, many things that happen spiritually, they normally have that effect in our life, either positively or negatively. And that is why you need to understand this. When you understand that you are a spiritual being, there are some things you cannot just do. You can't just be careless with your life. You will carry yourself with power. If you are a child of God, it is clear that the Holy Ghost is living inside of you. You can imagine, Holy Ghost, a whole Holy Ghost living inside of you to perform wonders. Therefore, you will know that you are not ordinary, because if the Holy Ghost is living inside of you, the third in the Trinity, it shows that you are a carrier of power. You are a carrier of high voltage explosive power. You are a carrier of God Himself. So you must know, and you must be able to carry yourself very well. You can't just do anything anyhow with that body, because it carries the presence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Now listen to me very well. In the next few days here, I'll be talking about breaking mysterious bondage. Breaking mysterious bondage. The Bible said that the children of Israel were under torture. They were under bondage. And they were under serious burden in the house of Pharaoh. In fact, when Moses went to go and meet Pharaoh in Exodus chapter 5, that God had sent him that he should allow his people to go and serve him. The Bible says that Pharaoh withdrew the straw and everything they used in making bricks, and he told them to be looking for it. He increased their bondage. And the Bible says he put them under hard bondage. If you are under bondage today, no matter maybe their bondage, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I command the bondage to be broken. I command the bondage to be broken. I command the bondage to be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pharaoh-like kind of bondage is a terrible bondage. The Bible says that bondage is called hard bondage. Bondage of putting people under torture. A slave master bondage. A very aggressive bondage. Bondage that wastes efforts of people. For bondage that drains energy of people. Are you under the same bondage? Are you under a bondage that is wasting your effort? I decree today that that bondage shall be broken. That bondage shall be broken. That bondage shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. There are about 12 types of bondage, and I want you to listen to me very well. Number one, it's self-acquired bondage. Bondage you acquire by yourself. Place you must not go, you decided to go there. You follow your sister, you follow your brother to Abali's home, therefore you acquire bondage. You went to go and do something you must not do, therefore you acquire bondage. You follow somebody to gang rape a lady, and therefore you acquire bondage. You follow somebody to a place, and you find out you enter into another level from that place. Therefore, you acquire bondage. Therefore, that kind of self-inflicted bondage, self-acquired bondage, is a terrible bondage. A bondage you acquired by yourself. You open your eyes and you enter into it. You open your eyes and you take cigarette, begin to smoke it. You open your eyes and you take marijuana and begin to smoke it. That is a bondage. You open your eyes and you are trying to carry cocaine. It's a bondage. When you get yourself into this bondage, it can be very destructive. This kind of bondage, it can lead to a lot of things in the life of people. That is the first bondage, self-acquired bondage. Number two is forced bondage. Bondage that you are forced into it. Bondage that you don't want to enter there, but you are forced into it. There are people that are forced to eat some food in the dream. Bondage that you find yourself being forced into it is another terrible bondage. I decree that every forced bondage in your life shall be broken in the name of Jesus. It shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three is dream bondage. Bondage in the dream. There are people today, when they sleep, their dreams are terrible. Their dreams are nightmare. Their dreams are very, very terrible. If they are not being fed in the dream, they'll be pursued in the dream. If they are not being fed in the dream, they'll be defied sexually in the dream. Their dreams are highly terrible. Some see themselves with some creatures. Some see themselves swimming in the water. Some see themselves back in their primary school, bare naked. Some see themselves in terrible places. It is a bondage. A bondage in the dream. Therefore, I command that every dream bondage harassing your life, every dream bondage that has covenanted you to poverty, may that bondage be broken. May the bondage be broken. May the bondage be broken. May the bondage be broken. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may that bondage be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number four is witchcraft bondage. Bondage you enter in by witchcraft power. Every bondage of witchcraft in your life, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Number five is inherited bondage. Bondage you inherited from your parents. Bondage you inherited from your grandparents. Bondage you inherited from your great-grandparents. That bondage is very terrible. It is monitored by ancestral spirit. It's one of the terrible bondages so far. David inherited the bondage of adultery from his great-grandfather Judah. And you see, he could not really escape it. The thing caught up with him in 2 Samuel chapter 11. When Bathsheba was bathing, David was looking at Bathsheba. And what he did was to call Bathsheba and sleep with Bathsheba and kill Uriah, one of the commander, one of the commanders that fought for that for Israel. That is a bondage. I pray right now that every inherited bondage harassing your destiny shall be broken, 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 shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Number six is territorial bondage. Bondage as a result of where you are living. Bondage as a result of where you have your business. A territory that is a bondage. A territorial bondage. Bondage as a result of where you stay. Bondage as a result of where you are living. That bondage can be very terrifying. It's a bondage that wastes effort of people. Every territorial bondage, environmental bondage, I command the bondage to be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. When you are under this kind of bondage, things never move forward. You find yourself repeating failure. You find yourself not moving forward. You find yourself getting some dreams that is moving you backward. You find yourself that you are not seeing helpers. You fight, they give you money to do business, the business will go down. There is a bondage in place. I challenge you now. Every bondage in your life, may that bondage be broken. Be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Number seven, sexual bondage. Bondage that you contracted through sex. You had a sex with an agent of darkness. You had a sex with somebody and later you got to know that that person is an occultic man. Then the semen of the person that entered to your body become a serpent, begin to walk all over your body, forming a covenant with you. Sex is a spiritual event. Sex is not just ordinary thing. Sex is a bondage. Sex is a spiritual contract. Sex is a covenant. Sex is a blood covenant. Sex is a soul tie covenant. Sex is a bond. When you enter into it, the two of you join yourself together. If the man is an occultic man, you automatically become an occultic woman. If the woman is a witch, you automatically become a wizard. Anything any one of them be, you automatically carry the same thing. And that is why lives have been going backward. That is why many men find themselves useless. That is why many women, they find themselves carrying some materials in their body they could not explain to anybody. Because one way or the other, they have entered into this bondage. And this bondage is very hard to break. If you don't aggressively face it and break it by force and become an aggressive man, aggressive woman in facing it, if you don't fight it to the last, this kind of bondage are very difficult. Why? Because it involves your soul. It involves your blood. It's a thick thing and it flows inside your body. But when you go to the presence of God using the spotless blood of Jesus Christ to demand your freedom and you are aggressive enough, you get yourself delivered. There are a lot of ladies that have been wasted as a result of a sex with an agent of darkness. There are a lot of men that have become poor. They never rise up as a result of sex with an agent of darkness. When they come to us, they will not tell us. They will just tell us the business is not moving. They will just tell us they are fasted, they have prayed. They've forgotten that all these things they are hiding. If you don't open it on time, you just remain in that perpetual bondage. Because sometimes when you open all these things to somebody who has experienced the spiritual warfare, they tell you what to do and you are free. Sometimes you may need to call the name of the person and say, I break every blood covenant between me and you. You may need to call the person to get out of your life. You may need to call yourself to get out of him. You may need to say, everything you have transferred to me, get out by fire. You may need to drink the water of fire. You may need to take the oil and drink it and command it to flush away. You may need to drink the blood of Jesus 49 times to push away whatever has been transferred into your body. Because a contract has been formed. Because a covenant has been formed. Because a soul tie has been formed. Because a bond has been formed. And because evil link has been formed. And soul has been amalgamated to become one. When you join yourself with allot, then you become an allot. You must understand this mystery. A sexual bondage is a terrible bondage. Sexual bondage is a mysterious bondage. Sexual bondage is a terrifying bondage. Sexual bondage is a hard bondage. You must break it by force. You must gather your strength together and break it. If you have access with 10 people, 5 people, list their name. Put their name down and begin to say every covenant, every blood covenant between me, you mention the name, break. Every soul tie covenant between me, you mention the name, break. Every evil contract that I've signed through this bondage, break. You command your body, your soul, and your spirit to get out of that woman and you can be free. If not so, wherever you go with that fellow you have contracted with. Wherever you go with the blood of that fellow. And that is why failure is always appearing to people at the edge of breakthrough. Not many people could open up to reveal what has happened in the secret. Not many people could open up to reveal some sexual bondage situation. But beloved, I have seen a lot. By the grace of God, we are able to angry a lot of people who has been bold enough to open up this, because many of them find themselves, many of them has even entered into a bondage, a sexual bondage with animal, a sexual bondage with a dangerous image, a sexual bondage with somebody they never see the face, but a sex was done, a sex was contracted, a sexual bondage with an occultic man, a sexual bondage with a serpent. You can imagine that. But when aggressive prayer was released and fire for fire was released and prayer of aggressive warrior were released, the man and the woman were free. Lakita parikaya elokopakotaka. Because if this is not done, the bondage remains and it can resort to untimely death. It can waste effort of that fellow. That is why you need to pray. Gather yourself together now and pray this prayer. Say, every blood covenant affecting my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every blood covenant affecting my destiny, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Kaya kada. Don't forget, the Lord is working wonders already. Today is a very special day in your life. It's the 29th day of the month of July 2021. Therefore, pray very well. Say, every soul tie blood covenant, break. In the name of Jesus, every soul tie block coming out, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, break every block covenant with the spirit of the dead, break. In the name of Jesus, every block covenant with the spirit of the dead, break, break, break. In Jesus' name, there are many people that have had sexual contact with a spirit that is not human being. They've had special contact with the dead person. Special contact with the spirit. They thought it's a human being, but it was not. They have sexual contact with somebody who came from the grave. It's a terrible thing. You can pray yourself into freedom by praying these following prayers. Say, every evil soul tie covenant between me, you mentioned the name of the lady, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil soul tie covenant between me and this lady, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Before we go far, I want to confess your sin. Tell the Lord to show you mercy. Tell the Lord that you are repenting. Tell the Lord that you come into your life. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Oh my katalabo shatalabalaba. Lemprobo soto kakatabalaba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. There is somebody that is hearing me now. You might need to privacy me, because I saw right now that you had a sex with somebody that is from the same blood with you. And it has brought a stagnancy into your life. It has brought a serious limitation upon your destiny. You may need to really break this yoke. Privatize me so that I know, and that we know how to help you out of it. We send prayers to you that you will do. We monitor it. And by the time we pray together, you will be completely free. You had a sex with somebody that is your blood. You have a sex with somebody who is your blood. Maybe your sister, maybe your brother, maybe your mother, your father. You have sex. You are not forced into it. It is an agreement. And you had sex with this fellow, and this has been a serious thing. And even there's someone here now, what you did was not really sex. You didn't use your mouth, but you used your finger to finger that lady who is also your blood. These are terrible things. You are leaking the body. These are very, very terrible things that you need to break yourself quickly so that you can be off from this limitation. There's no bondage that God cannot break. You must understand something. Let me make this one clear. There is nothing you are passing through that no one has ever passed through. There is nothing that is happening to you that has never happened before. There's no new thing on the line. There's no new thing in the world. It may be new to you because you have never had it before, but it can be new to some people who have been ministering to thousands of thousands of people. I will hear a lot of things, and we know that there are cases that are just like that. They are not new. You may say it's new, but beloved, they are not new. What are you going to say is new? Are you going to say somebody who had a sex with serpent is new? Are you going to say somebody who has a sex with dog is new? These are not new at all. Are you going to say somebody who had a sex together with a man in the graveyard is new? Are you going to see somebody who has a sex in the tomb is new? Are you going to see somebody who has a sex writing, the covenant is new. All these things are not new. They are things you think is new, but you find out they are not new. Are you going to say that somebody who has a male and female organ together is new? It's not new at all. It has been seen before. Somebody has a male and female organ, and there is always there. You know, they're a terrible thing. It is nothing new at all. We have heard about somebody who slept, and one of her breasts disappeared. It is not a new thing. These are mysterious bondages that must be broken. If you pray very well, the yoke will be broken. I want you to get ready as we pray. We have 7 aggressive prayers to pray. You are going to pray very well. Say, yoke of evil bondage in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Yoke of evil bondage in my life, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, battle of mysterious bondage. Aha. Battle of mysterious bondage in my foundation. There, in the name of Jesus, battle of mysterious bondage in my foundation. There, 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 there. In Jesus' name we pray. Strange covenant in the dream that is affecting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Strange covenant in the dream that is affecting my life, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Every strong man that has gained entrance into my life through sexual bondage, get out. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man that has gained entrance to my life through sexual bondage, get out. There, get out. There, get out. There, get out. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Eating blood covenant, break in the name of Jesus. Eating blood covenant, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Any dark thing that is working against my destiny, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Any dark thing that is working against my destiny, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold. In Jesus' name, say, every evil link and soul tie covenant between me, you mentioned the name of that fellow, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link and soul tie covenant between me and this fellow, break now, break now, break, break, break. In Jesus' name, pray. Graveyard bondage in my life, there, in the name of Jesus. Graveyard bondage in my life, there, in the name of Jesus. Graveyard bondage in my life, there, in Jesus' name, pray. Foundational witchcraft harassing my destiny, there, in the name of Jesus. Foundational witchcraft harassing my destiny, there, in the name of Jesus. Foundational witchcraft harassing my destiny, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, bondage of incest affecting my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Bondage of incest affecting my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Bondage of incest. Incest is just a sex coming together between people who are in the same blood, who are in the same family. Bondage of incest affecting my destiny. Break and release me. Break and release me. Break and release me. Bondage of incest affecting my destiny. Break and release me. Break and release me. Break and release me. In Jesus' name, pray. There's somebody I'm seeing right now. You defile a small girl. This girl is around three years. The way I'm seeing it now, this girl looks like 3 years, but you are the one who defiled that girl, and I didn't know whether anybody knew what you did. But that particular assignment you did that day had put your destiny under prison of darkness, and the accusation is going on against you every day. The judgment pronounced against you in the coven because of this thing you have done is affecting your destiny. Quickly, private, shout me so that we can discuss, and I will tell you what to do. Everybody shout like that. I say, my Father, take me out of bondage in the name of Jesus. My Father, take me out of bondage. Take me out of bondage in the name of Jesus. My Father, take me out of bondage. 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 Take me out. 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 Take me out of bondage. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your bottle of oil now. Father, I pray on this bottle of oil. I pray on this bottle of water. And I pray on this faith material, the mantle. The power of Holy Ghost will fall upon them. They shall be transformed and become an instrument of fire. They shall be transformed and become an instrument of deliverance. They will become an instrument of fire In the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus shall flow into this item. The oil, the water, and the mantle shall carry the power of deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ, they shall become an agent of healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your head now and say like this, my head, you will not be oppressed. In the name of Jesus, my head, you will not be oppressed. In the name of Jesus, my head, you will not be oppressed. You will not be oppressed. You will not be oppressed. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your chest. Say, my heart, you will not fail me. In the name of Jesus, my heart, you will not fail me. In the name of Jesus, my heart, you will not fail me. You will not fail me. You will not fail me. In the name of Jesus, my heart, you will not fail me. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your stomach and pray very well. Say, every organ of my body in the coven be released by fire. In the name of Jesus, every organ of my body in the coven be released, 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 be released. In Jesus' name, we pray. If any organ of your body is not functioning very well, that prayer I pray is what we will pray. If it's kidney, say, my kidney, presently in the covenant of witchcraft, release, 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 release. You make release a forceful statement. You force it out by commanding release. Make that very release, make it high voltage in manner, make it high voltage in expression. If it's kidney, if it's liver, if it's heart, you will command it. If it's your manhood that is not functioning very well, they say you have a low sperm count, or they say you are infertile. If it's your womb, if it's your tube, your fallopian tube, you will mention it one by one. You will say, my fallopian tube, my womb, in the covenant of witchcraft, release, 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 release. If it's your colon, you command your colon. If it's your eye, you command your eyes. If it's your head, you command your head. When you do this one aggressively for about 20 minutes on your own, you will notice the movement of God's power. And you continue like that for about 21 days. Command every organ of your body that is not functioning very well to release, because you are a spiritual well-being. That you are a spiritual man and you are a spiritual information. That thing may be affected spiritually. If you pray, it will also be realigned and be readjusted and be recovered spiritually. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray, as you anoint your hand shall be delivered from poverty and there shall be freedom. As you anoint your leg shall be delivered from the bondage of stagnancy, in the name of Jesus Christ. All your prayer requests now, as you lift it up, is answered by fire. God shall answer your request. God shall give you testimony, in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are connected to us, you are looking for the fruit of the womb, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Lord will give you testimony. We have started 7 days program for those looking for the fruit of the womb. We started it on Monday by 5 p.m. You can join us if you are living in Lagos. And if you are living outside Lagos, you can watch us online. You know, we will send the link to you and you watch us online. It will help you and you can connect with us. We have started the 7 Monday. It is 5 p.m. on Monday. We started it last Monday. We continue it like that. And the Lord bless you as you join, in the name of Jesus Christ. Maponte kete lepo shun to the kalaba. All those who are here and you're supposed to have married, and the yoke of marital failure is working over your life, I break that yoke now and I command you to be settled. Disappointment disappear in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. All the affliction against your destiny shall be destroyed, in the name of Jesus Christ. God shall bless you with the blessing of financial overflow. Your business shall move to the next level. There will be testimony in your life. You will not die before your time, in the name of Jesus. I cover your life. I cover my life. I cover your family. I cover my family with the blood of Jesus Christ. There shall be testimony, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for this country, Nigeria. Deliver this country from captivity. Deliver this country from bondage. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, you want to get across to me, please listen. Send information through WhatsApp. Send a text through WhatsApp, because most of the time when I receive call, I may have been in a meeting, been in a program, or you know, praying or doing one or two things. Most of the time I don't be able to carry the call. But if you send an information through the WhatsApp to me, I will get it and then I will reply. If I don't reply, you resend it again. Definitely I will get it. You can also send it through text message. Send it to that very particular number, 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Fexter Town, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festertown. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel. God bless you so much in Jesus' name.